From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. President-elect Donald Trump has been meeting all day with possible candidates for his cabinet. Trump held a meeting with 2012 Republican nominee Mitt Romney at Trump's golf resort in New Jersey. Romney, who actively opposed Trump's candidacy during the campaign, told reporters afterwards that he and Trump had discussed a variety of topics.
Very thorough and in-depth discussion in the time we had, and appreciate the chance to speak with the president-elect and look forward to the coming administration and the things
and
the
Governor?
Things to be doing. Thank you.
Trump made no comment on the meeting other than to say it went great. Romney had been mentioned as a possible Secretary of State, but no details were given. In a speech last March, Romney had blasted Trump as a con man and a fraud. The president-elect had responded by calling Romney a loser. Trump also met with retired Marine General James Mattis, a possible candidate for defense secretary. Afterwards, the president-elect said Mattis was the real deal, with what he called a great career. White House National Security Advisor Susan Rice has warned the Syrian regime and its Russian backers that they will be held accountable for what she called heinous bombings of hospitals in rebel-held portions of Aleppo. On Friday, government bombs hit four hospitals in the besieged city, prompting the rebels-appointed health directorate to declare all hospitals in opposition-held areas out of service. Rice said Saturday that the United States condemns in the strongest terms these horrific attacks against medical infrastructure. Airstrikes and artillery fire carried out by government forces in Aleppo killed at least 27 people Saturday. This is VOA News. U.S. President Barack Obama held meetings with the 11 other leaders of the Trans-Pacific Partnership on the sidelines of the Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation Summit in Peru Saturday. A White House statement said the president discussed the United States' strong support for trade, its commitment to strengthening ties to the Asia-Pacific region, and the need to remain engaged in an interconnected world. However, it was President-elect Donald Trump who was on many of the delegates' minds, including Mexican President Enrique Peña Nieto. Addressing the leaders at the APEC summit, the Mexican leader refused to antagonize the incoming U.S. president. Trump has called the North American Free Trade Agreement a disaster and has pledged to break it up. Peña Nieto said that he wants to reform the agreement for the benefit of everyone involved.
Más que una renegociación, modernicemos NAFTA.
He said, more than to renegotiate, we have to modernize NAFTA, transforming it into a potential and modern vehicle to consolidate the strategic relations between Mexico, the United States, and Canada. President-elect Donald Trump also has criticized the Trans-Pacific Partnership, saying it was, in his words, a disaster pushed by special interests. More than 1 month after the start of the battle for Mosul, the United Nations reports a marked increase in the number of people fleeing densely populated urban areas of the beleaguered Iraqi city. The United Nations reports a tripling of the number of displaced people in the past 2 weeks, from under 22,000 to nearly 60,000. UN humanitarian spokesman Jens Lerke says that those fleeing face perilous journeys.
They face risks from direct and indirect fire, explosive remnants of war, that is, unexploded ammunition lying around, and improvised explosive devices, but also possible retaliation from ISIL. And we have heard also in the past that they are at severe risk of being used as human shields.
The UN warns as many as 1 million people could be in great danger from crossfire, snipers, IEDs, and other risks. And President-elect Donald Trump is calling on the cast of the Broadway musical Hamilton to apologize to Vice President-elect Mike Pence after one of the show's lead actors addressed Pence in a speech following Friday night's performance. Pence attended the show with his nephew and daughter and was greeted by boos and cheers from the audience. After the performance, actor Brandon Victor Dixon singled out Pence, saying the cast was alarmed that the Trump administration would not uphold their rights and protect them. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.